Tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello, everyone from the North Pole Flight Command Center. I'm Alfred Stocking, reporting for SantaUpdate.com. We now enter our 11 since Santa launched from the North Pole, and we have, for the first time ever, the earliest bedtime warnings ever issued for Sector 3. Joining us from Austria is Elf Roz. Roz, can you confirm receipt of those warnings?
Yes, Red, I can confirm. Those bedtime warnings are now out for Madagascar and Eastern Africa. They're likewise active now for Moscow. Eastern Europe thus remains on high alert at this time.
Great news, Roz! Meanwhile, it appears that Santa is still working in Sector 2. Let's go to Elf Crash Murphy for an update on Santa's location. Crash!
Hi, Red. Greetings from somewhere in Asia. We're deep in the Russian countryside now. Not a lot of people out here, so Santa's making some great time.
Crash, perhaps. You've been following along here with the news. Did you know there is a controversy swirling that Santa used some kind of shrinking technology to do his job? Do you know anything about that?
Of course I don't, Red. I have a hard enough time following Santa because of his speed. I don't need to know how he does it.
You're about the most important eyewitness to Santa and what he does in the world, Crash. We have a lot of people here wanting to answer this question, and you are the one they want to hear the answer from. What do you say? Crash! We seem to have lost Elf Crash Murphy. We'll revisit this question with him at a later time. For the North Pole, I'm Alfred Stocking, asking the tough questions and demanding answers for you, our faithful listeners. Winslow! More eggnog! From Flight Command, this is Red Stocking reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.